There are some dangerous ways of thinking about God, spiritually dangerous ways. One that is very common is that because God is such a loving God, and because we couldn't imagine necessarily someone rejecting such a loving God, there is a belief that it doesn't really matter how I live my life because everyone is going to be saved. And that's dangerous. Because first of all, that has no basis in Scripture. The Bible does not tell us that everyone will be saved, but only that God desires everyone to be saved. But because he respects so much our freedom, he allows us even the freedom to reject him. Sometimes we can think that it just doesn't matter what we do. As long as we're a good person, that's enough. And that's the kind of attitude we see in the first reading we heard today about Cain and Abel. Abel brought the best of his flock. Cain brought something. Abel gave God the firstborn. That was the most important offspring for animals, for children, for whatever. Cain just kind of grabbed somebody at the last minute. Didn't give God his best because what he gave him was good enough. Cain may even thought that something was great. But it may very well be the case that Cain did not bring his best because he was worried more about himself than about pleasing God. Most people on the planet believe in God. But I also think it's true that many people on the planet spend little or no time thinking about what this God may want. Sometimes in our life, we see God simply as someone who's going to make us feel better, help us when things are going bad, but leave us alone the rest of the time. Not demand anything of us, not ask anything of us, not ask that we live in a particular way. And so I pose the question again. If you believe in God, and you believe that God created the entire world, wouldn't it just be a little bit of a suggestion to try to figure out what this God might want from you? Because this relationship that Jesus wants to have with us is not just simply, I've created you, and now I'm going to leave you alone. That's deism, very common, actually, for the founders of this country, kind of the clockmaker God. But that's not the type of God that Jesus claims to be. Jesus claims to be that kind of God who knows that even though we sin, he can forgive us when we're sincere and desire to change our lives. This is not easy. But think about your life for a moment. Think about an ultimate question. How did we get here? And where are we going? What is it that God wants us to do? How is it that human beings should live? How is it that God has created me in love? And how am I doing in becoming the person that God has made me to be? Are we going to give God our best, or are we going to try to sneak in with something that's just good enough? This question, in fact, plays out in any number of areas of our life. Are we going to be a very good friend to someone, or are we going to settle for, well, I'll be okay? When it comes to our work in school, are we going to give our very best, or are we going to settle for just okay? When it comes to the kind of person we're going to be, serving others and thinking about others, are we only going to serve those people that are easy to serve? Or are we going to give our all, recognizing that what we claim is that Jesus is present in every single human being? Today, think about your place in the world. Think about what it is God wants from you. Think about who it is that God has made you to be. And most importantly, think about what it is that God expects from you. Because we know what to expect from God. A being that loves us more than we can possibly imagine, know, or understand.